各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
欢迎来到今天的聚会。
We welcome you to the sermon today.
我们今天呢要来思想的题目是面对忧虑。
Today, the topic we're going to talk about is dealing with anxiety.
在圣经里面有很多实际的教导。
There is a lot of real teachings in the Bible.
其中一个就是告诉我们如何面对人生的烦恼。
And one of those important teachings is how to deal with your anxiety.
中马田这个 Martin Lloyd-Jones.
There's a famous person, Martin Lloyd-Jones.
他写了一本书叫做《灵性低潮》。
He has wrote a book regarding the depression or whether you're spiritual, you have a spiritual low.
内容就是用圣经的教导告诉我们怎么面对忧愁。
And what he talks about is how to use the teaching of the Bible to deal with this depression or anxiety.
同样的，今天我们也要用一些圣经的经文。
And today, we're also going to use a few scriptures from the Bible.
来学习如何能够多一点喜乐，少一点忧愁。
To learn how to have more joy and less anxiety.
怎么做呢？
How we do about that?
有三个方法。
There's three things that we need to do.
第一
，Number one，
要面对现实。
Is to face the reality.
第二，要做好准备。
Number two is to prepare for the worst.
第三，要依靠上帝。
Number three is to rely on God.
这是三个面对任何忧愁的方法。
And this is the three things that we need to deal with.To deal with anxiety.
我们从第一点讲起。
We'll start talk about number one.
传道书第三章第一节讲说，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
In Ecclesiastic chapter 3, verse 1, it says, For everything there is a season and time for every matter under heaven.
告诉我们要认清一个人生的事实。
They want us to realize, understand,This truth of our life.
我们有哭的时候
And we have time to weep.
也有笑的时候
We have time to laugh.
有痛苦的时候
We have under stress.
也有被祝福的时候
And we're time that we're blessed.
我们要认清一个事实
We have to understand, fully understand the truth.
就是人生一定会有高低起伏
In our life journey, there is peaks and valleys.
中国一个名人叫做老子
There is a famous Chinese philosopher called Lao Zi.
他就讲说，天下皆知美之为美。
He talks about the beauty of the world is being recognized.
如果有善的话
，and if there is goodness，
一定有恶
，and there must be the opposite of goodness.
有难的话
，if there is difficulty，
就一定有易
，and there is thing for easy.
有长的话，就一定有短
，there is long， there must have short.
有高就有低
，and there is high.And must have low.
有前就有后。
And there's the what's ahead and what's after.
一栋大楼。
If you have a high-rise building.
若是有一面朝向北边。
And if there is a wall that faces the north.
一定会有向南的一方。
And there must be a wall that faces the south as well.
所以这个是我们人生在这个世界上面的一个规律。
And this is the law of the universe.
一定有高山，一定有低谷。
And there must be valley, and there must be mountain.
我在做牧师之后
，After I became a pastor,
意识到了一个我早就应该要知道的道理。
And this is something that I should have known already.
什么道理呢
？And what is this truth?
就是，家家有本难念的经。
So basically, the Chinese saying is.Every house has a difficult, has its own difficulty.
人生有时候要经历低谷的。
And our life journey, we have experienced the low points.
我去云南宣教的时候。
When I went to China for a missionary trip.
我记得最清楚的不是在教会讲道。
What I remember the most is not to give a sermon at the church.
我记得最清楚的是去探访一个二十多岁的年轻人。
What I remember the most is to visit.A person, young person who is about 20 years old.
他从水坝上面摔下来。
He fell down from a dam.
全身残废，只有头脖子可以转动。
And he's completely paralyzed. He can only move his above his neck.
一个七十多岁的一个老太太照顾他。
And there's an old grandmother over 70 years old taking care of him.
帮他洗澡，帮他煮饭。
Helping clean up and helping cook.
我回来就很印象深刻。
And this is very vivid in my mind.
人生会有低谷到这种程度的。
And the life journey could be such a low point like this.
认识一个成功的大老板。
I know a very successful entrepreneur.
他是一个很成功的生意人。
He is a very successful businessman.
搞房地产，越来越多房子，越来越多这个收入。
And he invests in real estate, and his income continued to increase.
最成功的时候，突然晚上中风。
And when he was the most successful, one night he had a stroke.
在床上动弹不得。
And he cannot move in his bed.
我在路易斯安那的牙医。
So my dentist in Louisiana.
四十出头，比我年长一点点。
He's just a little bit older than me, about early 40s.
他手得了一种病，开始抖，没有办法控制。
And he got a disease where his hands are always shaking.
就没有办法帮我们修牙齿了嘛。
He cannot do any dental work anymore.
不得已，四十多岁就退休。
So he can't really help himself, but he had to retire.
人生有时候真的好像会从高山掉到低谷里面。
In our life journey, it's very common that we can fall from very high point to low point.
如果你再迷信一点的话。
If you're even more superstitious,
有些人相信说，如果太顺利的话，接下来就要小心一点。
And people will believe that if everything goes very well, need to be very careful.
曾经有个会友跟我讲说，牧师，我这个星期天不能来，因为我要开车带我的女儿去上大学，搬家去这个宿舍里面去。
There's a church member at my church once told me on one Sunday he cannot come because he has to take his daughter.To school.
我说你坐飞机或者是你女儿自己开车去就行了，为什么你要亲自跑一趟呢？
I asked him, why can't you ask her to take the airplane or drive there herself? Why do you have to go with her?
他讲说，因为我女儿在学校里面成绩太好了。
And he says, my daughter is doing so good at school.
第一志愿考上她最喜欢的大学。
And she took the test and went toher favorite school.
太顺利了，所以我担心她开车会出车祸。
Everything is going too smoothly for her, so I'm afraid that when she drives, she may have an accident.
我就要开车带她去保护她。
That's why I have to drive her there to protect her.
她的这个观念
，and the thought that he has,
就是传道书里面讲的。
And that's why Ecclesiastes taught us.
万物各有定时，有哭有笑。人的一生是有高低起伏的。
So every time, everything has its season, and your life will have up and downs for sure.
不单单会从高山到低谷。
Not only you will go from the mountain to the deep valley.
有时候我们人生也会从低谷到高山。
Our life could go from the valley to the high mountain.
约伯是在旧约里面，我相信受最多苦的一个人。
Job is the person in the Old Testament that has suffered the most.
在最后几章几节的时候，有一句话。
The last few chapters of the book, there is this one sentence.
上帝让约伯从逆境转回。
So God let him reverse from adversity.
他受了这么多的痛苦。
He has suffered so much.
他在人生的低谷里面又回到了高山，得到了上帝的这个祝福。
And from the lowest point of his life journey, he went back up to the top.
所以中国有一句话叫做大难不死，必有后福。
There's a Chinese saying that says if you survive the great disaster, you will be blessed later.
这个古话呢，有一定的道理在里面。
And there is meanings, truth to such saying.
人在百年、千年之后看到这一个人生的规律所做出来的结论。
And this is something that people see after 1,000 years to make a conclusion on what was this is about.
圣经有哪一个人物不是高低起伏的？
And in the Bible, there isn't a person that doesn't have up and downs in their life.
尤其是雅各。
Especially Jacob.
在这个摩西的五经，这个 Torah 里面有十次逃命的记载。
And there is in the book of Torah, in Moses' recording, there is 10 times it was recorded for survival.
就有八次是形容雅各。
And 8 out of the 10, the survival is talking about Jacob.
雅各从小不得父亲的宠爱。
And when Jacob was born, his father did not really like him.
可是却骗到了长子的名分。
And he cheated and got the honor to be the older son.
后来虽然被叔叔拉班欺骗。
And later on, he was deceived by his uncle Laban.
可是却娶到了美丽的 Rachel.
But he also still married the beautiful Rachel.
后来跟哥哥又和好。
And then he made up with his brother.
哎呀，我可以安度晚年了。
He can live a life in his old age.
没想到，他以为他的这个儿子约瑟死掉，又掉进了人生的低谷里面。
And he thought that his son Joseph died, and he fell into the deep valley again.
后来又去了埃及，跟约瑟会合，然后呢，安度晚年。
And he went to Egypt to meet up with his son Joseph again, and he had a great.
雅各的人生是高低起伏的。
So Jacob's life is absolutely up and down.
所以犹太人的这个拉比。
So there's a Jewish rabbi.
这个 Frankel 他就讲说，我们认识雅各，就是认识我们人自己。
So Rabbi Frankel says, if you understand and know about Jacob, and you should know about yourself.
所以你在烦恼当中吗？
So are you under any anxiety?
你人生是不是有些困难?
Do you have difficulties in your life?
我们要从传道书里面认识到一个不变的道理。
And we have to understand this important topic from Ecclesiastic.
就是人生一定会有高低起伏。
That your life for sure will have up and downs.
而人生之所以会在痛苦当中更加痛苦。
And why when you suffer, you will even suffer more.
就是以为我们是例外。
And you will think that maybe you are one exception.
我在烦恼的时候，
when I have anxiety,
我就提醒自己，
I remind myself,
你要认清一个事实，
you have to understand the truth.
人生一定有高有低，
your life will have ups and downs for sure.
我不是一个例外，
I'm not the exception.
当你认清这个事实之后，
When you fully understand this fact,
你就能够以一个更超然的态度面对人生。
And you have a much better attitude to face your life.
而且 这样子的高低起伏的道理告诉我们什么样的这个功课呢？
And what lesson do we learn from our life that's up and down?
现在的困难不会是永远的。
The present difficulty that you have is not going to be there forever.
我有写日记的习惯。
I have a habit of writing diary.
我也建议大家能够开始写日记。
I would recommend everybody that you can start writing diary.
三个好处。
There's three advantages.
第一，
One,
知道说你有没有浪费时间。
And you would see if you waste any time.
看日记，哎呀，我又浪费了两个星期，没做什么，你就会开始内疚。
And you look at your diary and says, oh, I didn't do anything for 2 weeks, and you feel bad about it.
第二，在你在办身份的时候，尤其是在美国，你办绿卡或是公民的时候，他们有时候会问你什么时候出境，什么时候入境。
And number two, if you're trying to get your immigration status up, and people ask you, when did you exit the country, when did you enter the country?
我记不清楚，然后一翻日记，哇，这日期清清楚楚，什么时候飞美国，什么时候飞台湾，什么时候飞中国，日记上面都有写。
So I couldn't remember the dates, I would just look at my diary to see when did I come to the United States, when did I go to Taiwan.
第三个好处，
Number three,
可以鼓励自己。
And you can encourage yourself.
你五年前在日记里面写说，哎呀，我好苦啊，这个问题太大了，我受不了。
5 years ago, you wrote in your diary, oh, I'm really suffering, I have lots of difficulties, I couldn't stand it anymore.
现在打开日记一看，还不是经过了这个困难。
When you look at it 5 years later, open your diary to take a look at it, you have really passed the
suffering. 在这个世界上面，没有过不去的坎。
There isn't anything in this world that you cannot bypass.
有高就有低，有低就有高，这是人生的真相，我们要认清的事实。
You have high point, low point, or low point, high point. That's the fact of your life. You have to realize it.
第二点，
number two,
就是要做好准备。
And it's to prepare yourself.
什么准备呢？
What kind of preparation do you need to do?
准备面对最糟糕的情况。
So it's to prepare to face the worst condition.
你说这种说法和圣经吗？
Do you think that goes along with what Bible teaches?
我们不是要积极乐观喜乐吗？怎么要先预备最糟糕的情况呢？
Aren't we supposed to be optimistic and looking up positive? Why do we have to look for the worst?
我们看大卫怎么讲。
Let's see what King David has taught us.
大卫在诗篇27篇第十节讲说，我的父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
Psalm chapter 27 verse 10. It says, For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me.
在这个 Tim Keller 这个牧师的讲道里面，他解这节经文的时候就这样子解释。
So Pastor Tim Keller, when he gave a sermon, he explained this passage as
他讲说，这节经文讲说，虽然我的父母离弃我，
he says, even our my father and father, my mother forsaken me,
并不代表他的父母就真正把大卫离弃了，丢掉了。
And that doesn't mean they actually forsaken him.
虽然军队安营起来要攻击我。
And there's the military upbringing that's going to attack me.
并不代表真正有敌人要伤害他。
It doesn't really mean the enemy is going to hurt me.
David 在做什么呢？大卫在做什么呢？
What is David doing?
他在想象最糟糕的情况。
So he's actually imagining the worst thing that could ever happen.
他在他脑海里面用视觉想象最糟糕的情况。
He is visualizing the worst thing.That could happen in his head.
这样他可以做好准备。
So that way he can prepare.
这样他可以知道怎么样面对忧愁。
He can fully prepare to face the anxiety.
我最糟糕的情况就是父母丢弃我嘛，对不对？
My worst could happen is that my parents forsake me.
连这样子糟糕的情况我都可以接受。
Even I can accept this kind of difficulty.
但以理的三个朋友。
So the three friends from Daniel.
当这个国王造了一个很高大的金像的时候，
When the king built a golden idol.
这三个朋友讲说，我绝对不会向这个偶像下拜的。
His three friends says, I will never worship this idol.
你要烧死我，你要杀死我。
You can burn me or you can kill me.
耶和华必拯救我。
Our Lord will save us.
下一节经文是什么？
And what's the next passage?
即使不然。
Not even so.
即使上帝不拯救我，
not even if God does not rescue me.
最糟糕的情况即使会发生，我也不会下拜。
Even the worst thing that happens, I will not worship the golden idol.
以斯帖，
and Esther,
为了要拯救他的民族，
she wants to save her own Jewish people.
要进去求国王拯救他的这个族人一命。
He has to go in and beg the king to save.Her people.
可是你没有得到国王的允许，就私自进去见他，会有杀头之祸的。
But the king, did not permit her to go in and talk to him, so she is risking, being, killed.
以斯帖怎么讲呢？
What did Esther say?
死就死吧。
She says, "Death, let it be."
哎呦，你以姐妹，你怎么这么悲观？
Why are you, Esther? Why are you so negative?
怎么这么的消极？你应该积极乐观一点。
You need to be more optimistic and look positive.
以斯帖讲说 ，No， 我把最糟糕的情况想一遍，死是最高糟糕的这个情况嘛，死就死吧。
And Esther thought it all the way through and realized the worst could happen is death, so let it be.
这个是我们第二个面对人生烦恼很有效的一个方法。
And this is something that works very well.How we deal with anxiety.
哎呦，我怕这个事情发生。
I'm afraid something like.
我担心那件事情发生。
I worry about something will happen.
你先心里准备，想好最糟糕的情况。
And you think about what is the worst that could happen, and realize what it is.
你就放得开了。
And you will be, you can open your heart.
不只是圣经这样教导。
Not only the Bible teaches.
你知道，在这个心理学哈，这个有一个叫做。墨菲定律，知道这个定律吗？
In psychology, there is a thing called the Murphy's Law.
错误难免，什么事情可能会发错，犯错就一定会犯错。
It says anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
在加州最热的几天，
In the California, the hottest days of this year,
教会冷气正好坏掉。
And our church air conditioning is breaking
down. 这个就是墨菲定律。
And this is the Murphy's Law.
不单单如此呢，有一个人叫做沙德。他更进一步的讲说沙德定律。
And there's another law called the Sod's Law.
不单单错坏事会发生，而且最糟糕的情况会发生。
Not only the bad things could happen, but expect the worst.
你扔一个铜板。
When you have a coin.
你想说我希望它是正面。
And when I flip it, I wish it's the face.
你越希望它是正面，大部分的时间可能就会变成反面。
The more you wish you flip the coin, it's the face, and you'll get the tail.
你在开车赶时间。
When you're driving, you want to.
哎呀，这个路平常都很顺，都是绿灯。
And normally, you get green lights all the way to.
你越赶时间，红灯那一天就特别多。
And when you rush in a hurry, the more, and you will get more red lights.
我在单身的时候。
When I was single.
我最会煮的两道菜。
And the two dish that I'm famous of cooking
番茄炒蛋
is the tomato and egg saute
青椒炒牛
and beef and bell pepper.
我太太有两样东西不吃。
And my wife doesn't eat two things.
番茄炒蛋。
And that's these two.
青椒炒牛。
And beef.
这个就是沙德定律。
And this is the Sod's law.
我的太太很喜欢吃两样东西。
My wife likes to eat two things.
南瓜盖饭。
It's the pumpkin rice.
还有芋头。
And fruit taro.
我有两样东西不吃。
And there's two things I don't eat.
就是南瓜和芋头。
And it's pumpkin and the taro.
所以我跟他讲说，我们两个是互克的。
So he says we're good for each other.
你越不想要。
And the thing that you don't want the most.
他就越来找你。
And you will get it.
你这个东西越多越要给人。
And you wanted to give this out to somebody.
他就偏偏不要。
And just the opposite. It's not wanted.
这是最糟糕的情况。
And this is the worst.Condition.
在投资学上面
and in the investment,
你去投资股票
when you invest in a stock,
你不能够把你养生的这个所有的财产都投上了
and you can't put everything into stock,
因为你要做一个心理准备
because you have to prepare emotional,
你投资的这些钱
the money you invest,
你必须要有心理准备可能全部输光光
the money you invest, you may lose it all.
如果这些钱是你养生的就是你要生活这些钱你不可以投机取巧去投资
This is the money that you, all your money you have that you have to live on you can't invest all into the stock
川普一句话
and President Trump said one thing
股票就开始大跌
when he says something and then the stock market will go
down 所以这个是我们要做的心理准备
and this is we have to prepare ourselves
我们要 hope for the best
We need to hope for the best.
要乐观，但是我们要预备接受最糟糕的情况。
We need to be positive, but we'll prepare for the worst.
大卫不是一个悲观的人。
And David is not a pessimistic person.
他讲说，虽然我的父母离弃我。
He says, even my parents forsake me.
他下一句话是什么？
What's the next word he said?
耶和华必收留我。
But our Lord will take me.
我们预备最糟糕的情况，不是悲观。
And when we prepare for the worst is not to be pessimistic.
我们仍然在主里面有盼望。
We still have hope in our Lord.
你忧愁吗？
Do you feel that you have anxiety?
你烦恼吗？
And do you feel like you're depressed?
你是不是常常担心的睡不着觉？
And do you worry so much that you couldn't sleep at night?
跟大卫学习。
Please learn from King David.
跟但以理的三个朋友学习。
Please learn from the friends, three friends of Daniel.
跟以斯帖学习。
Please learn from Esther,
预备想象最糟糕的情况
and prepare for the worst.
接受准备然后释怀
and accept the facts and then go forward.
这是第二个面对忧愁的方法
and that's the second thing to face anxiety.
第三个方法在忧愁的时候我们要依靠上帝
and the number three way to beat this anxiety is to rely on
the Lord. 圣经里面最中间的一节经文是哪一节经文
What is the passage that's right in the middle of the Bible?
答案是诗篇118篇
The answer is Psalm 118
第八节
And verse 8
这一节经文告诉我们什么功课呢
And what does the scripture teach us?
投靠耶和华
It's depend on our God
强势依赖人
It's better to take refuge in the Lord
我们之所以心里面有平安
The reason that we have peace in our mind,
因为我们在苦难的时候，我们有耶和华做我们的磐石。
Because we can rely on our Lord.
当彼得
when Peter
在水上行走的时候
when he walk on the water,
他下沉的时候
when he started to sink,
他不是第一个反应跟船上的门徒求救。
His first reaction is not to beg for help.
他是向耶稣喊说：“主啊，救我！”
He cried to the Lord.Please save me.
所以倚靠上帝是第三个面对忧愁的方法。
So relying on the Lord is the number three way, three method.
什么是倚靠上帝呢
？What is really relying on the Lord?
就是站在上帝那一边的意思。
Is to stand by the side of our God.
很多人讲说，上帝啊，你要来帮助我，要站在我这边。
And many times we pray to the Lord that please.Stand on my side and help me.
美国南北战争的时候
During the American Civil War,
南边北边都有基督徒向上帝祷告
The North and the South, both sides, they have Christians that pray to the God.
上帝啊，帮助我打胜仗
God, please help me to be victorious.
那上帝要听哪一边呢
And which side would God listen to?
林肯总统
or President Lincoln,
在别人问到他这个问题的时候
when people ask him about this question,
他回答说我不敢祷告求上帝来站在我这边但我祷告上帝让我站在他那一边只要和神站在同一边必定得胜
So he says that I'm afraid to pray to the Lord to stand on my side but I pray that I will stand on God's side and if I pray like that I must be victorious
依靠上帝的意思
Relied on our God,
就是站在上帝这一边
is to stand on His side.
省察自己主啊，我是不是有不讨你喜悦的地方
Examine ourselves if we have done anything wrong.
如果没有的话，我站在你这一边，我依靠你。
If I haven't done anything wrong, I will stand by God's side and rely on
God. 必要给我足够的力量面对我们的困难。
You must give me strength to face my difficulties.
当我们有这样子的依靠的时候
when we have this.We can rely this way.
就会有平安代替忧愁。
We will have peace instead of anxiety.
以赛亚书第十二章第二节，我们一起同声念这一节经文，好吧
？Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2.
一二三，来，看哪、啊，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也是我的拯救，我不惧怕，因为我倚靠。上帝以及以赛亚书二十六章继续讲到我们一起来念一二三来艰辛依赖你的你必保守他十分平安因为他依靠你请你用英文
In Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he's trust in you
这边讲不只是讲平安而已
Not only talks about peace
是十分平安
And he's talking about 100% peace.
我们人生在世，不就追求这一份平安吗
？And what we are seeking for in our life is to have peace.
那这句话，上一段话是艰辛倚靠你。
And this is to, says rely on you 100%.
下一段话是因为他倚靠你。
And the second part of it is says because he relied on you.
告诉我们说，我们不要忧愁，要有平安，就要依靠上帝，依靠耶和华。
And tell us not to worry, but to Depend to rely on God.
这就连世俗的作者都没有办法否认的一个道理。
So even the secular world writers cannot reject this.
有几本这个 life coach 人生教练的书。
And there is many life coach books.
第一本书呢，我不建议你读。
I don't recommend you to read the first one.
因为第一本书的作者很喜欢讲脏话。
And because the writer of this first book.
我在这个网络上面看到这本书结果评价很高我一买回来哇这个作者出口成章啊
So this book that I read good review for it and I bought it when I read it and I feel it has a lot of curse word in there It's not good
这个脏话的脏出口成章哇看他的这个书一直一面告诉我们怎么样过一个喜乐的生活 一边骂脏话
And this book it teaches us how to live a good life but in the meantimeThere's a lot of bad words in there.
可能不是基督徒。
And maybe he's not, the writer is not a Christian.
但是他讲到心灵平安的时候。
But when he talks about the peace in our mind.
他讲说我们要静坐向上帝祈祷。
And he says to be quiet, sit quietly, and pray to God.
你看到了吗
？Did you see this?
人生教练。
This is a life coach.
不管是心理学家也好。
It doesn't matter if it's psychiatrist.
你要人生真正的满足，真正的平安。
And if you want to receive 100%,
你没有办法在心理学里面找到办法的。
And you cannot find this in psychology,
你非得从信仰里面，从上帝里面得到人生最终的平安。
You must believe, you must receive it from your belief in God.
Norman Vincent,
writer Norman Vincent,
讲说我们要乐观，要喜乐。最后几章讲说要向上帝祷告，要从上帝里面得到平安。
He talks about being positive, thinking positive, but at the end, he talks about that you need to pray to God.
Tony Robbins 讲说我们要发挥人生最大的潜能。
Tony Robbins says you want to unleash our power.
那我们要怎么样才能够有平安呢
？How are we going to have peace?
他想说你要静坐。
He says you have to meditate.
想象天上有个大光。
And think about the light coming from the sky.
这个上帝他用他的光来照亮你。
And God uses your light to shine.
一天至少要十到十五分钟。
And every day about 10 to 15.
让上帝来给我们平安，给我们平安，给我们平安。
Let God shine the light on our face and give us peace.
在2016年的时候。
In 2016,
我去参加他的 conference.
I went to Tony Robbins' conference.
他竟然在几千个人面前讲说我是基督徒。
And in front of thousands of people, he said, He proclaimed, I'm a Christian.
你看到了吗?
So can you see this?
依靠上帝不是只有圣经这样子讲的而已。
It's not what the Bible, only Bible tells us that.
有一些不信神的作者或者是信神的这个 life coach, 心理学家他们都一致的告诉我们说必须要来到神的面前才能够处理心里面的忧愁。
So even the unbelievers, the people who life coaches that teaches how to be positive, even them said that we have to rely on God.
所以第三个处理忧愁的方法。
So the number three way to handle anxiety.
每天一定要有固定的时间。
Every day you must have a lot some time.
来到神的面前。
Coming from the of God.
跟他固定的祷告，主啊，赐给我内心的平安。
And pray to the Lord regularly that give me the my peace.
即使外面再多大风大浪
，Even there's a lot of up and downs in our lives.
我的内心不动摇。
Our mind, our inner peace.
大卫他的妻子、孩子以及民族百姓被抢走的时候
，When David's wife and his children and his people were are taken.
圣经记载说他内心坚固。
And the Bible recorded that his inner mind is still very solid.
因为他倚靠上帝。
Because he relied on God.
而且我们要尽快交托，越快把重担交托上帝越好。
And the quicker that we can give our burden to God, the better shape we'll be in.
我把这个水拿在手上。
When I hold this bottle of water in my hand,
拿一个小时没问题。
And I hold it for an hour, it's no problem.
三个小时可能就会发酸。
And three hours, my hand may be sore.
五个小时就会发麻。
Maybe I hold it for 5 hours continuously, I'll be numb.
这瓶水就是我们的烦恼。
And this bottle of water is our anxiety.
你拿越久，带给你的伤害越大。
You hold it, the longer you hold it, the more hurt it will do to you.
你要越早，尽早跟上帝讲说，把你的手给我。
And you need to tell God that, give me your hand.
我把我的重担交托给你。
And I'll give my burden to you.
好，就是你的责任了。
Now I don't have that responsibility.
我的人的责任已经尽了。
I have done what I can.
尽人事，听天命了。
And I've done all what I can, and I will see God.
越早交托越好。
The earlier you can release your burden to God.
所以我们再一起来念这节经文，好吧？
So let's read this scripture again.
一二三，来。艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he's trusting you.
在圣经里面有很多非常实际的这个教导。
There are many practical teachings in the Bible.
其中一个就是告诉我们怎么面对忧虑。
And one of them is how to face anxiety.
而我们今天也学到了三个功课。
And we learned three important lessons today.
第一，在忧愁的时候要面对现实。
First is when you face anxiety, you need to face reality.
人生一定会有高低起伏，而我们不是例外。
Your life journey will have up and downs. There's no exceptions.
第二，要做好准备。
Number two is prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst. 想象最糟糕的情况，接受准备，然后释怀。
Prepare for the worst, or the worst condition that could happen.
第三，要依靠上帝。
Number three is to rely on God.
主啊，我在困难烦恼当中，要站在你这一边。
Dear Lord, when I'm in difficulty, I'll stand by you.
你要赐给我力量，赐给我能力度过。
And give me strength and power.
你忧愁吗？
Do you feel anxiety?
但愿今天这篇道。
May this sermon.
这三个方法可以给我们帮助。
Three methods can help us.
来面对忧愁。
Dealing with anxiety.
今天的回应诗歌是我知道谁掌管明天。我们将以下的时间交给领诗。